Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a Millennial Music Chat with Calico, the band.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. Hope you guys are doing well. Calico the Band is the California Americana group led by the powerful female duo of Manda Mosher and Kirsten Prophet. The duo, along with their full band, are creating a modern-day version of the California vibe sound from the 70s and 80s with beautiful harmonies and rich vocals. After working for a few years now, Calico is about to release their breakthrough album, Under Blue Skies, which drops September 15th, and I actually got a chance to listen to this ahead of time, this album, and I'll mention this in the interview, but I really love this album. It was really great. I was really surprised of the great melodies that they have, and the vocals are really spot on here. Actually, this new collection of songs was recorded not too far away from our home here in the San Fernando Valley at a studio. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The first single and video for the album is an ode to one of the iconic bane of our existence here in LA, the 405. And we'll actually have the link to the video. It's actually a really cool, catchy video on our website. So check that out. You're going to want to check that out for the video for the 405, which is the first single off this new album. So sit back, relax, and listen to the cool California vibe sounds of Calico as we talked about their brand spanking new album, Under the Blue Skies. We also talked about how a freeway can get in the way of love here in Los Angeles. It gets in the way of much of our lives here, the freeways do. And what real life is really like on the road these days, as this is really basically a small business for these two singers and songwriters.
How am I gonna get to the other side? Detours take our precious time. We've got nothing between us but the 405.
This weekend I was just talking with some cousins of mine, and we were talking about growing up listening to music and the influence that, you know, my parents influenced me on this, and their dad influenced them on this. And I really love how you guys bonded over music and the same kind of music, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the Eagles, and Fleetwood Mac. What was it about that kind of music that influenced you, that your parents' record collection influenced you guys? And what kind of those groups, how did they affect you guys growing up and your musical journey from there?
I think a lot of it starts with songwriting and great songs, and a lot of that music was, you know, really guitar based. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you're just beginning to become a songwriter when you're young and you're playing guitar, and I think it's easy to relate to things that you can try to learn and play yourself, you know, so you can pick up your guitar and sing along and see how the lyrics are phrased. And I don't know, at least for me, with all those early records, the ones I loved the most were the ones I could play along with.
Right.
Yeah, for me, it was like, it's funny that you asked that, because we are just getting ready to do this tribute to the Sound of the Laurel Canyon show this week.
Right.
And so I've been listening to some of the music, and I was listening to Jackson Browne, and my very first memories of music are listening to Saturate Before Using. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Song for Adam, and that's one of those songs. It's like, it's a story. It's a beautiful story with a melody and just very simple guitar playing and a violin. Oh. And it's this thing that I was a tiny little girl, and I could relate to those lyrics. You know, what's this guy singing about? He's singing about his friend who died. But it's just such a pure delivery, and just this beautiful melody, and it's so earthy and real. And I think those kinds of things just connected with, for me, that I connected with that kind of stuff. And I was really lucky, I think, to be a young child when, you know, my parents were listening to that music. It was always on the turntable. I can just still hear the crackling of the vinyl in my head, you know, as a young girl.
Right, right. And now that vinyl's back again.
Yeah. True.
Well, Kirsten, I also read a story about you. You were in the pool, and you came out dripping wet listening to Teach Your Children Well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's the same era, you know, yeah, of that music. And we had this pool in the backyard, and it just like this happy feeling of summer. And, you know, you're getting out of the water, and you grab your towel and like lay down on the shaggy carpet. And I just remember that song being on, you know, I just remember hearing Crosby, Stills, and Nash singing all the time, you know, in the summertime. And just that memory, those songs take you back to a place. That's what music does, right? It brings you to a time and a place.
Yeah.
And so those kinds of warm family feelings. That's what it has for me. It's just these family feelings.
Yeah. Can you guys describe your sound to us and like let us know like what you know what you guys think of your sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we first and foremost base our sound on the harmonies. So that is one of our signature things is harmony. So each song is treated a little bit differently. Some songs Kirsten sings lead on, some I sing lead on. But the harmony structure, the vocal harmony structure around the songs are really key. They're really important. That's like the crown jewel, you know.
Right.
I like to say of our sound. And we blend three-part harmony in there. We started that with the first record, and really the whole inception of the band was based on this new sound that we found singing harmony together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the three-part harmony, and it's become something where we've figured out ways to like make the harmonies even sound, they have a different texture depending on who's singing the lead and where the harmonies lay. Like a lot of times Amanda will sing a high part and she sings like with a real delicate falsetto, you know, up in her high register and around if I'm singing a melody or something. It has a different texture than if she's singing like a nice low thing. I'm sure you heard her sing on Cold, Cold Love. She's got this like gritty, cool, you know, like a little bit of a masculinity to her voice. And then if I'm singing a higher part, it's a different texture altogether. But always it's about the blend, how we blend the voices together.
Right. And you both are actually from California too, right? Born and raised here?
Oh yeah.
We are.
Yeah, which is rare. I'm born and raised as well. So we're rare breeds these days. So
yeah, we are.
why is California such a great place to create music and also maybe write about music as well?
Wow. That's such a great question. I think the beauty of California, from my perspective, is that it's so inclusive. We just have everything here. You don't have one type of person. You don't have one type of job. You don't, you know, there's not like, okay, California is only agriculture or only something. There's everything here. And there's just a never-ending pool to pick from. And there's a never-ending pool of inspiration. As far as what we see and what we experience on a daily basis, we have been privy to some of the best music. You know, I remember hearing some of my friends like from the East Coast and stuff, like in the 1980s, they didn't get to hear a lot of the music even that we had as kids, you know, because for some reason we just had, like, we had K-Rock, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we had, I think, just more to choose from. And I can't speak for all the states or all the areas of the world or anything, but I know that we had tons of influences and just, you know, all kinds of different cultures and in and out of our lives all the time here.
Right.
And
right.
Plus it's beautiful and sunny and it's beautiful weather and it's a good feeling. And also there's a darkness to it. There's this traffic and it's gritty and it's a duplicitous place.
Right. Well, I mean, and also as you spoke about how large, you know, specifically LA is, how did you guys actually find each other and decide to start a band?
The internet stalking. We found each other online, and then we had a friend of ours who, after I was pretty much stalking Manda, but our friend decided to put us on a bill together at the House of Blues. He is a promoter, and he put us on the same night together at the House of Blues. So that's basically how we met, and then we were both inspired by each other right away. So it just kind of grew from there. It was pretty quick once it started happening.
Right. Well, you know, so growing up in California too, my grandparents used to take me to Calico Ghost Town all the time as a kid. So how did you guys come up with the name Calico as the name, as the band name?
That was kind of a magical inspiration of several elements that came together. You know, one of the things we consider our music or describe our music as California country. And calico is like a shortened version of California country, of those words. And there was a calico cat that came into our lives right around that time. This little rescue kitty. And Kirsten and I had, we were new friends at that point, and somehow the cat came to me, and then I needed help with the cat, and and then we had this whole legend, kind of this funny, like, fake legend when we first
put fake legend together
about the calico cat, the King from Calico Ghost Town,
right.
And, like, in the mountains of rocks, and wrote this music. So it's just this kind of funny folklore that we came up with. And then calico cats are female cats. So there we are.
There you are. Exactly. Exactly. Well, as I mentioned to you guys before we started this, I've listened to your album several times for the past few days, and the new album Under the Blue Skies. And I really think it's a really special album. Tell us about the album and what, why did you guys decide to record this collection of songs?
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Well, we're always writing. You know, we're always writing stuff, and it was time for a new album. We started writing like during the last record. You know, we're songwriters, so we're always writing. But we were writing, and we were co-writing with other people, a lot of our friends who are great writers around town and stuff. And we were writing, and we started realizing, wow, we have a lot more songs that are about love and relationships and things that we didn't really write about on the first record. And I remember talking to Amanda at her house one night and just saying, boy, this record is way more mushy than the last record. Like, literally, I think I said those words. And she said, well, that's just what it is, you know. That's where we are now. That's what we're doing. We decided to go with it. We decided that, okay, this is what it's becoming. It's becoming this way organically. So we just built on that. And we had most of the songs, and then we just rounded out the songs at the end and added Love Gets in the Way, which is, you know, another emotional, you know, relationship song. And it just turned into a deeper place. It came from a deeper place.
Gotcha. And I really love the very catchy song, single on there, the 405, which is not only a character in this song, but, you know, for us in LA, you know, the 405 is a huge character in our lives on a daily basis.
yeah.
You know, it's a freeway, if people don't know, that we like to call our freeways the, you know. So what's that song about?
Well, that song is, it's about a relationship that's budding and beautiful and with endless possibilities, and there's nothing wrong with that relationship. But there's always something wrong, right? There's always something, some factor that comes into play that will try to get in between something beautiful, and it just happens to be that's the creature that's coming in between the relationship is the 405. But it's really meant to say that there's an endless possibility here in this relationship. It's a beautiful thing. And if the 405 is the only thing that comes between those people, then more power to them, because it's not that bad.
it's not that bad. Except many times the 405 could be really bad.
Yeah. And actually, that song is a true story. You know, that song, when it was written, I had met somebody who lived on the West Side, and I was living in Burbank.
Right.
And just getting on the freeway at night and just being so excited to get there. You know, I'd come in the evening time, I'd come over, and I couldn't make it sometimes because they're doing construction, or you know how it is.
Sure, totally. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's shut down tonight. That's fantastic.
Right, exactly.
That's the take Sepulveda. But, you know, it was one of those songs that was written very quickly because it was very real. It's a song that, it is what it says it is. You know, you're driving and there's all these beautiful things, and life is just, it can be very easy, and we tend to overcomplicate things, but really it's just, you know, if you love somebody, you love them and you do your best to get to them. And sometimes things like freeways get in the way, but they're not that bad.
Right. Exactly. But I also really love the video for that song as well too. And even that shot of you guys with downtown LA, and there's almost like the June gloom there. I think it really captures, you know, LA really well. How did you guys kind of come up with that concept of the video?
Well, I know we got, I don't know if it's lucky or what it is, but with that particular shot, it was, you know, because it's not overcast here all that often.
Right.
So that morning just happened to look particularly spooky. Although some people are like, oh, that's the smog. And it's like, well, no, actually, it's exactly. Before. It's too early in the morning to be, you know.
Right.
It's supposed to be sunny, but it wasn't, so we just went with it.
Right. That's our winter.
That's our winter, exactly. Our friend Jeremy Christensen, who also directed our Lone Ranger video, he did this video for us, and he had this in his mind. He wanted it to be this girl who, you know, is trying to get to the freeway. She has a choice. She can either go to the beach, which she, in the one scene, she does end up at the beach. She takes Topanga and goes to Malibu, or she takes the 405 and sees her man at the end of the road. So that was his idea.
How much do you guys actually write together?
Well, right after this, we're getting together for a session.
quite a bit.
I mean, is it a little bit of both? Like, sometimes you'll write separately and then kind of come together with ideas and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. But for the most part, if it's gonna be a calico thing, we'll bring it to each other in any sort of stage. You know, we can just have like a title or a general idea, or maybe part of a chorus and a verse, and then if it seems like something that is going to be something, then we get together and start to hammer it out.
Right. And Kirsten, you were actually one of the producers on the album, on this new album. Is that easier or harder for you as an artist to actually be the producer kind of overseeing it all?
Well, to be fair, I mean, we're all involved in the production of the record. We all are. I mean, it's Manda and I sit in the room with the musicians, and we hash out how the songs are going to go arrangement-wise. And we vote in or vote out different parts and fine tune all of that. So that's done before we actually get into the studio. And then we get there, and then somebody has to kind of take the reins. And my partner, Steve Burns, it's his studio. It's just that he and I have been working together for a long time on different projects and things. So it just sort of naturally happened that way. Mm. And, you know, it's not hard or easy. It's just, it is, you know, we're just, this is what we're doing to get the record done. And we're just, we're all kind of taskmasters. All of us are. We decide what has to get done and then we do it. So I don't really think of it in terms of, is it harder? It's just what we have to do to finish the project. We're all participating in all the aspects of it. And that just happens to be one of my jobs.
Right. But it's part of the process, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just part of the process. Yeah.
Right. Were you guys listening to any other music that maybe influenced your writing of this new album? And did any of that kind of sneak into the music?
For me, I listened to a lot of not the last John Moreland record, but the one before. And that is around the time when I wrote the 405 song. Mm. And his record haunted me. And that was such a beautiful record. And his songs, like, they pull at your heart. You know, they really make you just want to cry sometimes. I've seen him actually make grown men cry right there on stage. But, yeah, that was one of them for me. How about you, Amanda?
Well, I think I'm always listening to Lucinda Williams. Mm. She's so prolific in the amount of material that she releases. So I'm always working on, you know, listening to one of her records. So she's always kind of there in the background of my thought processes. And then on the production side, I know we were listening to Sturgill Simpson at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Before he, you know, was a Grammy winner and all of that.
right.
That's true.
Thought it was so cool, the production techniques that he was using. I think it's him and Dave Cobb.
Yeah.
Where it's like this alternative country sound that has all of this spacey, spooky, cool stuff.
Absolutely.
And like driving guitars and that kind of thing. So
right, exactly. Well, what was your guys' thoughts about when you guys recorded the, you know, two covers, you know, California Dreamin' and Ladies of the Canyon? Was that something you guys kind of really wanted to put on an album at some point?
God, that's such a funny one, because what happened was we had recorded Ladies of the Canyon, and it was just going to be just a single. And it was sort of inspired by, you know, Joni Mitchell got sick. And she's such an inspiration for me, particularly. I love her voice. And that's just one of the things my mom always had in the music, you know,
right,
catalog. So it was something,
right,
I always listened to. And I was just thinking, you know, it'd be really great to do a Joni song. And when we thought about it, like, what would be a great Joni song? Well, Ladies of the Canyon is kind of about us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ladies of this Laurel Canyon kind of thing. We really are inspired by that kind of music, so it was a good one for us to do, and we went for it. And then we went back and forth as to whether it would be on this record, but it ended up being a great like final track, kind of like a bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It was on the record before we did California Dreaming, because we usually only like to put one cover song,
sure,
on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Writers ourselves, and we're not looking to do cover records, but so we really love Ladies of the Canyon, but then the idea of California Dreaming came up, and the opportunity to work with Jim Scott and have him produce a track, and we had all these amazing all-star players that came in, like we had Greg Lease and Patrick Warren and Neil Casal. It was just this real, well, we already talked about that a little bit, but it's just this real magical session and day that
come true.
And so when California Dreaming came out so well, we're like, oh, well, then this is going to be the cover on our record that we're going to go with. And then just right before we had the record pressed, which is happening right now, the idea came back, like, wait, but what about Ladies of the Canyon? So, came back in right at the final hour.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think I love both of them, and I could totally see like California Dreamin' being like in a Visit California commercial, that, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, a different alternative version to it. You guys kind of made it your own. So, are you excited to take these songs on the road?
Oh yeah. I'm really thrilled about it. I can't wait. I mean, we have been playing them quite a lot. We haven't really worked in California Dreamin' yet, but we are. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to just focus on only the new songs for a while, you know, and just really make a meal out of them and have them come to life.
Right.
We got to do a show a few weeks ago at the Gary Calamar Mimosa Brunch at the Federal Bar here in town. Mm. And we played, you know, almost all the new songs, and it just was really fun to watch them just come alive on stage with the full band and everything.
And it'll be nice for people to be able to finally buy the record too, because a lot of these songs we've been kind of road testing over, you know, before we recorded them. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, just that's how you kind of get a feel as to what's working, what's not working, you know. It's just you just start playing them live. So now we can play them live, and when people want to buy it, they actually can.
They actually can. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So one last question I have for you guys, and since you guys are about to go on the road again and, you know, promote this new album Under Blue Skies, what are some things you guys kind of spend your time during the day, you know, on the road? Like, how do you guys spend your day, you know, just hanging out and doing stuff? Is there some certain things you guys do on the road, like go to the movies or something like that?
If only there
if
was
only,
time.
If only, exactly.
We do absolutely everything ourselves. Everything. Everything. From, you know.
So we have to do our social media, and we have to take care of merch orders. And while we're on tour, there's a lot of still business to do. And then plus, you know, we're working in some radio appearances and things like that. So, and there's driving.
There's driving.
Right.
There's
we have some great conversations.
Yeah, I would say good therapy sessions.
Yeah.
Philosophical, existential, you know, conversations.
We wax philosophical all the time.
Right.
And new songs come out of it.
Right. But it is, this is your small business. This is what you guys are doing on, you know, a full-time basis, right?
Yep.
Yeah, constant. It's constant. And it's really fun.
Tell us your website and your socials and all that.
Our website is calicotheband.com. So that's kind of the hub of everything. And we have a Facebook page, Calico the Band Official. And then everything else, our Instagram is Calico the Band. Our Twitter's Calico the Band. And yeah, so you can already start ordering our records on Amazon and then on iTunes in just about 2 weeks. So it's all going.